Houston Astros fans, as for the first time in team history, the Astros won the World Series last night in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Dodgers had the best record in Major League Baseball this season, but went home empty-handed after a 5-1 loss in Game 7. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. LA had the best record, but Houston had George Springer.
George Springer was the MVP, and after going 0-for-4 in Game 1 and having tons of strikeouts, he just said to himself, wait a minute, I'm George Springer. I'm one of the most gifted athletes in this game. I'm also a highly skilled player, a number one pick, and he hit home runs, and he had game-winning hits, and he's just an excellent outfielder. That never abates. So, yes, George Springer is one of but many reasons that the Astros were able to beat this great Dodgers team. And, you know, the Astros also had 100 wins, as we discussed last week. It was the first meeting between 200-win teams in the World Series since 1970, and it really was a great series.
Well, so last night, Houston jumped way out. Springer had a 2-run homer, became the first player in the World Series to homer in 4 consecutive games. L.A. never caught up. What do you think was happening?
Okay, there is an excellent piece of evidence as provided by an analyst from ESPN who was looking at Yu Darvish. He's the starting pitcher for the Dodgers. He was looking at his glove, and he was noticing that this is Eduardo Perez, who's the ESPN analyst and former major leaguer. He was noticing that Darvish was what's called tipping his pitches so that the Astros could figure out if a curveball was coming or more likely if a fastball or a slider was coming. And that alone could explain why Darvish is the first pitcher in 50 or so years not to make it out of the second inning in 2 games of the World Series. I mean, Darvish is a really good pitcher, but the Astros were all over his pitches, and the game was over by the time he left the mound in the second. And one of the theories is because through advanced scouting and guile, they kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah, but how great was this series?
It was really good. I mean, it wasn't great for the pitchers. There was a lot of complaints about the balls and the grip, and were you able to, spin your curveball? But it was there was a ton of offense. We saw a game that was 13-12 that was, just mind-boggling in terms of how many comebacks there were. And maybe we're a little spoiled by last year, Cubs and Indians, but it is quite rare for a series to go to a 7th game. This is the first Game 7 in the history of the L.A. Dodgers, which seems mind-boggling given how often they've been in the World Series.
The word heartbroken was used a lot in social media referring to the Dodgers. But, of course, Houston has come through the terrible flooding, so this has double meaning there. But looking forward, this was the year of the home run. Does that continue?
I think so, because no matter, maybe they'll restore the ball if there is indeed a problem with the ball to pre-2017 levels. But major leaguers are just swinging with uppercuts. They're swinging for the fences and they're making the fences. And there were a couple of extra factors. The temperature was so hot in L.A. that balls were just bouncing out of the ballpark. I think we're in a home run and strikeout era. And I think the Astros are well poised to take advantage of that era.
Astros and L.A., thank you both. It was just so much fun to watch. And thank you, Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.